Now, over here, this fellow over here, you can...
Oh, yes, sir.
You can applaud all you want to for him.
Cause a bit crocheted, I mean appreciated.
We don't pay him anyway.
Starvation.
He works for George Shuffler. George is the one who discovered him, hired him, and everything. We don't have a thing in the world to do with him. So I don't know what George pays him. I never asked any questions about it.
Pay him all his words.
Yeah, and that ain't much.
George found this boy down in Bluefield, West Virginia. He brought him out and got him a shave and a haircut.
And a haircut. And
wormed him and got him all straightened out. Got his rabies shots and everything for him. He's pretty good shape. He is named after a mighty famous man. You may have heard of him. His name is Big Wilbur. Let's give him a hand.
I'm going to get even with George after a while. He's mistreating me terrible.
Well, I wouldn't work for a man that didn't treat
me
right.
I'm going to quit after the day. I ain't working no more.
What's he done to you?
Well, he didn't stand up to what he told me to do.
What'd he tell you he's going to do?
You ain't never done it, neither. You ain't done nothing what you told me to do. What? You told me when I went to work, will you stick for me through thick and thin?
Well, that's what I've done.
Yeah, look like the longer I stick around, the thinner I'm a-getting.
Wilbur, you're looking awful good to me. I think you've gained weight. Seems like that suit's getting too small for you now.
Well, I ain't like that suit. All right, you bunch of smart alecks.
Well, I like it all right. I just say it looks like...
Yeah, that's a good suit, boy. That's got broadcloth, burlap, and I don't know what all in it, boy. Got that in New York about a month ago.
What kind of suit you call it? I've never seen one just like that.
This here's a seersucker suit.
Seersucker?
Yeah, seersucker.
How do you get seersucker out of that kind of stuff?
Well, a seer sold it to me, not a sucker for buying it.
Might better put him back in the cage. I don't know. Right now, we'd like to introduce the stars of our show. They, Bert says, been in this business a long time, actually about 20 years to be exact. They've carried this old-time mountain style of folk and country music all over the world, entertaining good people just like you here today. So I'll get together and give two of the finest in the business a big hand. Carter and Ralph the Stanley Brothers, would you make them welcome?